Medical debt can be absolutely devastating for a family through no fault of their own. Congress must do more to address this issue. Look, the Affordable Care Act has taken some positive steps toward getting more folks insured, lowering the cost of insurance premiums, make sure parents, kids can stay on their plan until they're 26, and stopping the practice of discriminating against pre-existing conditions. But fact is, healthcare costs are still too high. And we need to work together in a bipartisan way to lower those costs for folks across this country, and Montana needs to be included in that. We can start by taking on Big Pharma to lower the cost of medications. I was the only member of Montana's congressional delegation to vote for the Inflation Reduction Act, which capped the cost of insulin for Medicare folks to $35 a month. It also caps out-of-pocket costs for Medicare Part D beneficiaries and allows Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices, which is a game changer for folks across the country. And as chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, I successfully passed legislation during the pandemic to waive medical debt for some 1.2 million veterans and voted for legislation to end surprise billing. But there is more work to do. Congress needs to continue to fight back against junk insurance plans, eliminate gaps in coverage, rein in high deductible insurance plans, and get more Montanans affordable insurance. Montanans need not go bankrupt just because